Chapter 1. Training Management. We must be ready to defeat any enemy, anywhere, whenever called upon, under any condition. General James C. McConville. Overview. The Army trains to fight and win. It is what we do in order to preserve the peace and to decisively defeat our enemies. We do this through challenging, relevant, and realistic training performed to the highest standards. The Army trains the way it operates. It does this by replicating in training how we expect to fight, closing the gap between operations and training. This manual is about how we train to win. Training proficiency. Units train to three proficiencies. Mission essential task proficiency is achieved by the unit's ability to perform mission essential task training to standard in multiple complex and dynamic operational environments with external evaluation while accomplishing the appropriate soldier, unit, and leader tasks as outlined in training and evaluation outlines. Weapons qualification. Weapons qualification involves individual, crew-served, and platform weapons proficiency. The unit achieves weapons qualification by qualifying on all its organic weapons under all conditions, as specified by applicable weapon system publications. Collective live-fire task proficiency. Collective live-fire task proficiency is achieved by the unit executing specified collective tasks while employing its organic weapons systems in a live-fire environment. The unit is trained when it achieves the proficiencies specified by the commander. Collective task proficiency is rated as trained, T, advanced task proficiency. A trained proficiency rating means a unit is trained. It has attained advanced task proficiency free of significant shortcomings. The unit's shortcomings require minimal training to meet the Army standard. Practiced, P, basic task proficiency. A practiced proficiency rating means a unit is practiced. It has attained basic task proficiency with shortcomings. The unit's shortcomings may require significant training to meet the Army standard. Untrained, U, cannot perform task. An untrained proficiency rating means a unit is untrained. The unit cannot perform the task. The unit requires complete training on the task to achieve the Army standard. Principles of training. The principles of training provide foundational direction for all commanders and leaders. These principles guide and influence training at every echelon. The following principles of training complement each other, providing task and purpose to every aspect of how Army forces train. Commanders are the primary trainers. Non-commissioned officers train individuals, crews, and small teams. Advise commanders on all aspects of training. Train using multi-echelon techniques to maximize time and resource efficiency. Train as a combined arms team. Train to standard using appropriate doctrine. Train as you fight. Sustain levels of training proficiency over time. Train to maintain. Fight to train. Commanders are the primary trainers. Commanders and leaders at echelon are responsible and accountable for the training and performance of their units. Commanders train and resource training one echelon down, and they evaluate to two echelons down. They are responsible for assessing unit training proficiency and prioritizing unit training. Subordinate unit leaders are the primary trainers of their elements. For example, a platoon leader is responsible for the training and performance of the platoon. Non-commissioned officers train individuals, crews, and small teams. Advise commanders on all aspects of training. Non-commissioned officers set the foundation for Army training. They train soldiers, crews, and small teams to be battle-ready. They provide crucial input and advice to the commander on what is trained and how it is trained. This ensures the organization trains on its most important tasks down to the individual soldier. Non-commissioned officers maintain responsibility for soldier and small unit training proficiency. Identify and train soldier, crew, and small team tasks. Help identify and prioritize unit collective tasks that support unit mission essential tasks. train and enforce task standards. Continually focus training on sustaining strengths and improving weaknesses. Develop junior non-commissioned officers and help officers develop junior officers. Provide timely and objective training advice to their officers. Assist in planning, resource coordination, support, risk mitigation, supervision, and evaluation of training. Train using multi-echelon techniques to maximize time and resource efficiency. The Army fights as a team, and whenever possible, trains at echelon as a team. Additionally, the simultaneous training of multiple echelons on complementary tasks is the most efficient and effective way to train, because it optimizes the use of time and resources. Train as a combined arms team. The Army fights as a combined arms team. To win, units must regularly train with the organizations they operate and the capabilities with which they intend to fight. Leaders must proactively plan and coordinate training to account for as many elements and domains as possible with which they will operate. Train to standard using appropriate doctrine. The Army trains to standard using appropriate doctrinal publications. A standard is the proficiency required to accomplish a task under a specified set of conditions that reflect the dynamic complexities of operational environments, to include cyber, electronic warfare, and hybrid threats. Units training to achieve task proficiency should use a regionally based, decisive action training environment, for example, Europe, the Pacific, Africa, or the Caucasus. Leaders continue to train high-priority tasks even after units achieve standards. They do this by increasing the complexity of task conditions, the levels of stress, and by maximizing repetitions and sets until task mastery is achieved. Train as you fight. Leaders create training environments as close to combat-like conditions as possible. Such training environments include opposing forces, known as OPFOR, that replicate tough, realistic, and relevant near-peer threats in a variety of operational variables, so soldiers and units train to overcome the stress, chaos, uncertainty, and complexity of combat. Sustain levels of training proficiency over time. In training, commanders not only strive to reach training proficiency, but also seek to sustain levels of proficiency over time. Leaders understand the impact of task atrophy, that over time and circumstances, individual and unit skills naturally erode. Leaders actively and aggressively work to mitigate the effects of task atrophy by using available training resources to extend training proficiency when possible. Effectively leveraging live, virtual, and constructive environments assists leaders in sustaining training proficiency and enabling task mastery. Virtual training sets conditions for live training by allowing for unlimited task repetitions during the preparation phase of a training event, and continued repetitions after execution helps sustain proficiency over time. Commanders are expected to sustain designated proficiency levels for mission essential tasks, weapons qualification, and collective live fire tasks within a band of excellence. While commanders recognize the effects of task atrophy on unit training skills, they continuously mitigate the effects of task atrophy to sustain proficiencies over time. Train to maintain. Units train to maintain to keep personnel, equipment, and systems in the fight. Leaders ensure units conduct maintenance under all conditions to sustain effective combat power over time and significant distances. To keep personnel in the fight and in line with the Army's action plan to prioritize people and teams, leaders must foster a culture of holistic health and fitness, known as H2F. By understanding the system, trusting the system, and dedicating the time to make it work, see FM 7-22 for more information on holistic health and fitness. Units train to a level that is sustainable. As the unit progresses toward training proficiency, leaders must ensure there is adequate recovery, services, and maintenance operations to replenish soldiers, equipment, and systems. This must be done prior to and while the unit executes its long-range training plan in order to achieve and sustain required training proficiencies. Fight to train. It is a commander's duty to fight through distractions and protect training. It is the higher echelon commander's responsibility to defend their subordinate organization's approved training from unforecasted requirements and to underwrite associated risk to lower priority missions. Regardless of the quality of planning and preparation, there will be challenges to the execution of training. The fight to train ethic separates great trainers and units from the others. Senior leaders and training. Training is an essential activity that requires senior leader direct involvement. Commanders and senior leaders are critical to ensuring training is effective. They focus unit training efforts through their leadership, presence, and effective communication and refinement of their training priorities. Senior leaders develop and communicate training guidance quarterly, semi-annually, and annually. Reserve component senior leaders communicate training guidance annually. Over a set period, they provide clear and concise guidance on what is trained, when it is trained, who is trained, and why they train, task and purpose. Senior leaders provide a clear vision of their training expectations, giving the unit direction, purpose, and motivation necessary to train effectively. This guidance and vision is based on a comprehensive understanding of the following considerations. Require subordinates to understand and perform their roles in training. Through direct leader involvement and presence, senior leaders teach subordinates how to fight and are directly involved in planning, execution, and assessment of training. Train one echelon down, evaluate two echelons down. Senior commanders are responsible for training the next echelon down. They evaluate unit training proficiency two echelons down. Senior commanders ensure subordinate commanders do the same at their respective echelon. Resource and protect approved training. When training is approved, it is resourced and protected from unforecasted and non-mission essential requirements that detract from training. Approved and protected training provides predictable training schedules for junior leaders and soldiers. Develop subordinates. Senior leaders develop subordinates. Senior leaders train leaders to plan carefully, execute aggressively, and evaluate short-term achievements in terms of required long-term results. They personally invest in the development of subordinate leaders through focused leader development activities and performance-oriented counseling. Train to standard. The Army of the United States is a standards-based army. Senior leaders and non-commissioned officers make sure training is conducted to the prescribed standard by ensuring leaders are trained, competent, and certified, and hold their organizations to the standard. Top-down, bottom-up approach to training. A top-down, bottom-up approach to training reflects a team effort among commanders and subordinate leaders. Commanders provide top-down guidance in training focus, direction, and resources. Subordinate leaders provide feedback on unit task proficiency, refinement of training resource needs, and the execution of training to standard. This team effort helps maintain training focus, coordination, and synchronization of resources, establishes training priorities, and enables effective communication between command echelons. Training as leader development. Effective training and leader development are the keys to operational success. Leader development is continuous and lifelong, within the institutional base at every stage and within operating forces. Training represents the best leader development possible. Commanders must invest time and resources in leader development. They treat leader development with the same degree of detailed planning and execution as they would a training event. Unit training provides the framework for leaders to develop their leadership skills and evolve as effective leaders. Training provides significant learning opportunities for junior leaders to make and learn from mistakes and improve their leadership proficiency. Senior leaders teach, coach, mentor, and guide junior leaders, underwriting their honest mistakes without prejudice. See FM6-22 and resources such as the Project Athena Leader Self-Development Tool, available at https://kapul.army.mil for more information on leader development methods and activities. Training and leader development are linked and mutually supportive of each other. Leaders must train their subordinate leaders to train effectively as the unit plans and prepares, executes, evaluates, and assesses training. Short of combat, unit training provides the best and most practical leader development possible. The truth of this becomes evident in how leaders train to perform in combat situations under extreme stress. The experiences gained and lessons learned as the unit trains form the solid foundation for effective leadership. Every Army leader has the responsibility for the professional development of subordinate leaders as training occurs. Leader development is a proactive process and is an integral part of training plans, meetings, and briefings. Leaders develop subordinate leaders by establishing leader goals, objectives, and expectations as part of every training event, as senior leaders guide junior leaders toward operational and professional success. Developing leaders who can fight their formations and win. Training is the key/most important leader development we do. Ensuring training plans include leader development training objectives. A training objective is a statement that describes the desired outcome of a training event. Evaluating and assessing leaders as part of the training process. Training management cycle. The training management cycle is the process of prioritizing training, planning and preparation, execution and the evaluation and assessment of training. The commander drives the training management cycle by prioritizing training and assessing unit training proficiencies. Long, mid, and short-range planning is conducted to support the execution of training. Continuous feedback through evaluation and other key inputs provides the commander information to assess unit training proficiencies accurately. This manual uses the training management cycle as its framework. See the Army Training Network, ATN, at https://atn.army.mil for the training management cycle.